beating that year-end burnout. Dr. Letha Fatscher, Advanced Specialist, Facilities and Strategic Advisory Business Unit at Afrocentric, a partner of Sanlam. Ask anyone how they're feeling right now, and the answer will probably be, tired. Most of Sanlam's 2023 claims for its sickness benefit correlates with flu season, but, in some cases, it's also likely to link to mid-year and year-end burnout and fatigue. Here, Dr. Letha Fatscher, Advanced Specialist, Facilities and Strategic Advisory Business Unit at Afrocentric, a partner of Sanlam, shares the implications of the burnout epidemic, and how employers can empower employees to beat the blues. Dr. Fatscher says, crucially, burnout remains a real, and often overlooked and misunderstood, problem. Patients present with vague symptoms of constant tiredness, lack of motivation and low energy. Burnout is often the first symptom of a serious mental illness such as anxiety and depression. Unless detected and addressed early, it could develop into full-blown depression. I believe over 50% of employees are affected by it. It's crucial to put the right steps in place to spot the signs, give people time off, and access to the right channels of support when they need it most. People need to feel safe to flag their fatigue, and managers must be trained to screen for signs of exhaustion. Workplace burnout manifests in many ways, from insomnia and irritability, to anxiety, panic attacks, exhaustion, headaches, restlessness, frequent illness, weight changes, and nausea. Decreased productivity is often a pointer to possible burnout. People tend to socially withdraw, seem disinterested, and may have anger outbursts. It's frequently brought on by workplace deadlines and responsibilities, relationships, financial stress, and more. The prevalence of presenteeism. Afrocentric's data showed a spike in mental health hospital admissions from mid-June to mid-July this year, with overall mental health admissions up 12% year-on-year from 2023. Annually, about one in every three employees battles with burnout, with a total cost to the country estimated to be around R235 million to 4.2% of GDP. Presenteeism, being at work but mentally checked out, is a major contributor, costing close to R97,000 per employee each year. It's estimated that presenteeism is 7 times more detrimental to productivity than absence due to depression. What can be done? Dr. Fatscher says the first step is awareness and acknowledgement. Employers need to notice when their top performers tap out, for example. Managers must be trained to screen for signs of burnout that may be exacerbated by financial, relationship, or medical stresses. A planned leave of at least 7 days for affected employees is recommended. It's also critical to build morale through mid-year team buildings to reduce stress and help people refocus and feel re-energized for the remainder of the year. Absenteeism may be expensive, but arguably, prolonged presenteeism costs a company significantly more. Access to counseling services also plays a pivotal role. She adds that there are several solutions to help combat severe stress. Childcare services in the workplace, for example, can help reduce pressure on breastfeeding mothers. Mental screening helps detect any symptoms early on and can direct people to the appropriate assistance they need. Moreover, keeping a team motivated through fair compensation and clear career paths can significantly reduce stress and improve overall well-being. Crucially, it's important to create an environment where people feel safe to voice how they're feeling and ask for help. Removing stigmas around mental health by creating channels for open conversation is a powerful mechanism to mitigate against the loneliness that burnout often brings. Dr. Fatscher adds, it's also empowering to assist people with the financial knowledge they need to feel protected. Gifting people the power to feel more in control of their finances can alleviate significant stress. Pointing employees to specific kinds of cover like medical aid, gap cover, and sickness and disability protection can give peace of mind when individuals need to take time off. We need to create human worlds of work where there's connection, empathy, and understanding that sometimes we all need a break. If you need help, please consider contacting SADAG 24-hour toll-free helpline 0800 456 789. Cipla Mental Health WhatsApp chat line 076-8822-775, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Suicide Crisis Helpline 0800-567-567. Adcock Ingram Depression and Anxiety Helpline 0800-789. 24-Hour Substance Abuse Helpline 0800-121314. ENDS. Author: Dr. Letha Fatshah. Afrocentric Plus posts: This author does not have any more posts. Share on your socials.